Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, actor, author, intellectual, movie director, video director, designer of album covers, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
It's important that in dealing with people, I stay stable and safe. I talk about this because, you know, I am very much aware of everything. And the way I talk, sometimes I could sound like this or that, but it is what it is, you know, just basic common sense. Don't hang around with victimizers. Don't hang around with evil people, narcissists, drug dealers, criminals. They love victims. Okay? I was a victim. Someone, you know, the truth is someone who I do not know long time ago lived next door to and still coming around today with some obsession to be with me, and they're not going to. That is troubling. I guess it's because, and you know what? It's because of what I have, which I don't have much. I said that in previous podcasts, but point is stay away. I have to keep away, stay safe, and stable, and move on. You know, when I talk about people, places like if it was Beverly Hills or if it was Van Nuys, I'm going to give Van Nuys mention. Van Nuys, California. If you're there for all your life in Van Nuys, it's more to life than just Van Nuys. So if you saw me in Van Nuys, or you saw me in Beverly Hills, or you saw me in Santa Monica, you know, you don't get obsessed with me or something, or stay in one place. You move on after a decade or two. You have to move on. You have to move on. You don't stay stuck on something or get angry at me for no rational reason. I got people angry at me because I refuse to work with a mental health center, which is crazy. These people got mental problems. I don't know why they would be angry at me because I don't want to take that as a career option, and that doesn't make sense, does it? I mean, I would never get angry at somebody who don't want to pursue a career objective. You know, you cannot be angry at me because I won't do what they want. That doesn't make sense. You cannot be stuck on me because you are obsessed over this little home or whatever. That doesn't make sense. Again, people who have mental health issues, severe mental health issues, can be dangerous. These people do. They need to get some help or something. Get a therapist or, most importantly, move on and find other people to be with. Don't get in my way about music. Again, I mentioned that in a previous podcast. So many podcasts, when they said they took $25,000, that is a crime. That is not right. Getting money for my song Struggle, I really want it, whatever. You didn't write the song. It's not your music. Even if it's just an allegation, which it is, I think, and they probably make up stories, even if it is, it's wrong. It's no, how can, you know, I, all those years, not just a recording studio, but all those years of struggle, and you and someone who didn't earn a dime, who didn't make no recording, just go and listen to my music and try to use it to get money from it. That's a criminal. Even if they made up stories, because it's, you know, it's sick. It's negativity. You have to be positive. Being positive means stay stable. Some people, we can listen to my podcast and think, oh, they have these false narratives and false allegations about my health. My health is fine. Tired, actually, the truth is, being harassed all the time and being targeted can affect someone's mental health. Yes, it has. But thank God I was able to, and through talk, that I was able to see the difference. Continue to do what I need to do. Continue to make music and go for my dreams. And dreams, yes, I'm aware that it can happen or whatever. Time goes by. As far as entertainment dreams, those can happen. It takes a long time. Yes, I'm aware that in Hollywood dreams, yes, they said very few people made it. And yes, I'm aware of the, it's like a lottery system, but if you persist and do it for a long, long time, it can happen. I was reading on Broadcast Music how some people made it after 38 years. I find that amazing if they have the strength to withstand the rejections in the industry and the time-consuming obstacles it takes, because it's so hard to do. And it's understandably, if I gave up, 20, 30, 40 years, that's difficult, and not have nothing to show for it. That has happened to a lot of people. It's very difficult. So I have to have something to fall back on too, don't I? If I don't see it. But the world does not revolve around Van Nuys. 20 years ago, I had to move on. It revolves around Los Angeles. It revolves around the whole world. There's a whole world out there. I had to do other things. I had to meet people. So when you get obsessed with somebody still thinking about, I can't think, when I deal with somebody still thinking about what happened in the past and angry with me about what happened in the past, they got some serious problems. I can't think about what happened 20 years ago. If you see someone that they feel rejected or something, because I don't know these people. That's another reason why that doesn't make sense. If you don't know somebody and someone's angry at me and coming around me, then something's seriously wrong with this picture. They got to move on. There's lots of people to meet. The world does not revolve around me or them or anybody. They can go move to another city. They can volunteer. They can meet lots of people. Don't be obsessed with me, because I ain't gonna be attracted to no dangerous hoodlum. Dangerous, no way I would take that risk, regardless, black, white, or brown. I don't deal with dangerous hoodlums, crazy people. My background told me, be with good people. I talk about it all the time in this podcast. Good people. I don't want somebody angry at me saying, race, I should hang out with this person of the same color. I mean, that's racism. Love does not see color. I hang out with whoever I want, because we're all the same. Yes, I do believe in Dr. King beliefs. Don't judge by the color of your skin. You judge by the content of character. Character means how you act, what you do to other people. So when someone harassed me or tried to make me angry or follow me around or do criminal things, that's up someone I cannot deal with, regardless of color. It's on the inside. You don't deal with some hoodlum, some narcissist, some dangerous person. You deal with the good people. And religion, too. I said that before. It doesn't matter what religion you are. There are people who are evil and monsters, and regardless, that I met people who think they're, because they're Christian, that they're okay. Well, that doesn't necessarily, no, they're not, because they're dangerous. They're going around harassing people. I think because they're Christian, they're going to heaven, all this. First of all, scientifically, we don't know if there's a heaven, but I will say this. Whatever they believe, they can look in the mirror and realize they're still evil. Their deeds, their character, they're evil. When they try to do things to me or harass me or call me names or do bad things to me, they're evil. I don't care if they're Christian or not. So they can take that Christianity thing and stick it up their ass. But on a personal level, I respect Christianity. I respect Judaism. I respect Buddhism. We are all God's children, but we have to go by character. We can't go by what somebody believes. is still evil, whatever belief you have. All I have to do is I have to be good to myself and other people. So I stay away from dangerous people. Staying safe is important because staying safe means who, you know, the important thing in the society. You see what's going on in the society, all these mass shootings, and you see people getting hurt. You see all over the news all these mass shootings, and these people got mental problems, and the culprits, the people who did it, come from all walks of life. They got mental health issues. They got something going on with them. And that's why we have to be careful who we're around. Yeah, when I go to a supermarket, I don't think about that, but in the back of my head, once in a while, when you hear it on the news so much, I'd be like, okay, I'm in a big supermarket or a big department store. There's lots of people. I'm going to be rational. I don't think about it. I think I'm safe. But then, you know, I always have to be aware pretty much who I'm with. My friendships, yes. Perceptual bias, I dealt with that a lot because perhaps on my podcast and perhaps the way I look, people have these preconceived notions, you know, that I look odd, I'm crazy, I'm ugly, I'm too fat. My stance is that that's negative, so it's best to be away from those people anyway. I had to stay away. Definitely stay away from people who do crazy things. I told you about the incident about the people following me around in the car who I don't know. That's crazy. That's stalking. A stalker or pervert, you stay away. I mentioned Peeping Tom. These were allegations. I came across really crazy people, criminals. I don't deal with those types, really. But because of that, perhaps because of what I say on podcasts or whatever, I come off. And my stance is I don't care what people think of me. Long as I'm good, I don't go to jail, and I live my life on my own terms, then fine. But I have to hang around good people. I am not going to sacrifice my identity or my personality to appease someone else. I cannot. So I am going to stay safe, but I'm not going to just, because of the way I act, people are going to have these preconceived notions, then they are superficial and they're ignorant and they're good to stay away from. I dealt with ignorance a long time ago. I said it because when I was younger, I was not as aware. So I was always trying to appease, especially trying to be an entertainer, appease others to do this and do that and do this and wear this and wear that and wear this, worry about my image, worry about this, do this to be with somebody. And I'm like, that is not, it's not, I'm never going to make that person happy. And in the other, because it never works out that way. I have to be happy myself. I have to be who I need to be. People have some preconceived notion that I'm crazy, I'm this and blah. Then something is wrong with them, not me. They're idiots. I have a unique style, maybe for, you know, and I know that's the perception I have, and they preconceive unique people to be, and you know, fine. God made me to be who I am, not another person. So with that, I have to just let it go and be stable and be happy with who I am. Continue with my dreams. So, you know, and I'm going to stay away from the dangerous because, you know, sometimes dangerous people or sociopaths can look very pretty and can look very gorgeous. They can be the most gorgeous people personality-wise. They know what to say. George Santos is an example of someone who has so many lovers, so many people. He convinced a lot of people. I mean, he's very popular, and then he got elected, and they find out he's a fraud. He lied about everything. That's a total example. You cannot judge a book by its cover. So they finding out George Santos did this, did that. He had lots of lovers, lots of, they voted him as U.S. representative. There are people who are so popular. Everybody loves them. They're part of the mainstream, and they still are evil. So we can't judge book by the cover. But I have to stay safe. I have to stay safe, so I have to be good to myself. Express myself is what I came on this plane to do, because I'm a creator. Because I really wanted to be an entertainer. I wanted to be on stage and stuff. I would be acting, singing, all that. Oh, I did. I have a natural comedian style. Yes, but it's comedy, acting, stuff like that. I mean, I have it. I haven't been discovered. I haven't got recognized. But I'm doing these podcasts, so it's helped me to create. But one thing, I have to be stable. The unfortunate thing about being who I am, probably because of the way I act or whatever, that is the truth, because I try to be nice and people think I'm being passive. I'm not a passive person. They preconceive me to be something that I'm not. You cannot judge. We have to be friendly to people, and we have to respect strangers. But if you don't know me, a stranger, then you should respect me as a stranger. Let me be. We deal with people who we know directly. We don't go up to somebody we don't know and then start harassing them or talk to them or whatever. I bring all this up because when I say these things, it has happened to me when I dealt with strangers who simply just jump on the bandwagon. And I am who I am, and I respect other people. I'm a very good person. I'm very much aware. But remember, with these podcasts, I am a creator. So I am an entertainer. But it's the truth. But I have to be good to myself by taking care of myself. I don't want to deal with no dangerous people. And let me tell you, we don't judge a book by cover. Because, you know, when I was younger, I used to go, oh, he looks the most gorgeous or blah, blah, blah. It turned out not to be who they are. It's their character. Character counts. Perceptual bias, don't judge people because of the way they look all the time, because you could be fooled. Life can fool us. That's why I have to be careful. I don't want to deal with no dangerous. Keep away from that. Deal with positive people. Positive people, positive consequences. I always said I learned that. Positive people, positive situations, positive consequences. People who accept me for who I am. Those are positive people, positive situations, and positive consequences. People who don't, who let me be and like me for who I am and respect me. You know, let me be me. Positive people, positive situation, positive consequences. I cannot hang around with somebody who's going to hurt me, or I cannot hang around somebody who's going to harass me or try to steal a song from me, or try to prevent me, or try to take my dreams away. That's a negative person. I stay away from that negative person, because that's a negative person, negative situations, negative consequences. It doesn't matter what they look like, what religion, what race, what sexual orientation, all that doesn't matter. It's their personality, their character. There's a lot of George Santos in this world. Yes. But the good thing is most people are good. I'm good, but I'm not naive. That's why I stay away from the bad, go with the good, but most importantly, be good to myself. Love myself is the highest form of love. Learning to love myself is the highest form, and then I can, and that's why I continue to go for my dreams. I'm very much aware. Yes, I'm aware. Practicality, always have to be aware. Because the reality, I always had to have my foot on the ground of reality to understand where I'm at. So I can continue to take the reality that I'm in and try to still go for those fantasies. But the fantasies won't work out if I'm not aware of reality, because I'm always aware of reality. My reality, but everybody's reality is different. That is true. Reality could be for one person different from another. Yes, that's true. But I leave it there. And, you know, one thing that I don't like is that people try to make me like somebody or do something that I don't want to. That is a no-no. You can't make me like somebody. You can't make nobody like another person. That is not going to happen. That is wrong. That is negative. Negative situation, negative consequences. We don't go by race. I'm sorry. Black racism, white racism is wrong. Okay? We are all 100% the same. You marry or hang out with whoever you want to. This is the 21st century. And whatever race or religion you are, or whatever sexual orientation, whatever, that doesn't matter. It's your personality. If you're an evil person, and if you're trying to hinder my potential, you're evil, you're negative, I stay away from you forever. Stay away from negativity, ignorance. And ignorance is bliss all over this planet. It sure is. I don't want to deal with no dangerous, ignorant person. I deal with people who accept me for who I am. I live by my rules, and my rules are to be happy, I'm open. But if somebody can't accept me for trying to make me be something I cannot be, or try to force me, that is not right. And I ain't going to do that to no other person either. And let me tell you, dreams are what make this planet expand. So when you say you want to hinder my dream, you're evil, you're negative. I stay away. Dreams are what expand. Good people say nice things or help people make their dreams come true. Bad people try to hinder people's dreams. That's why I experience people want to hinder my dreams. They cannot. Let people live, let me live, and then it'd be a peaceful, better society. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.